Come, let us sing to Adonai, let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open our lips, and we shall declare your praise. O Christ, beneath the fallen stones, nailed fast to twisted bars of steel, and slain in flesh and blood and bones, pierced by the fear all mortals feel, arise from ash and dust and death, and breathe into crushed hearts new breath. O Christ, among the wreckage shorn of hope for those who lie there dead, yet bathed in sweat of labors born, to free the grieving from their dread, arise from our despair's long night, and pour upon us living light. O Christ, within a world at war, where love and hate fight for the soul, and all sights strained on death see far, but only love can see the whole. Arise from unforgiving pain, and teach us how to love again. Give peace, Adonai, to those who hope in you. Let justice rain down from heaven, and truth spring up from our earth. O sovereign source of peace, let us know your peace. God of justice and peace, let us know your peace. For it is good to bless all peoples with your peace. I will hear what our God has to say, a voice that speaks of peace. Peace for all people on earth, for all who seek God in their hearts. O Allah, guide us in your ways, the ways of justice and peace. Grant us peace, O God of peace. May we do your will in our lives. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love. As always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Give peace, Adonai, to those who hope in you. Let justice rain down from heaven, and truth spring up from our earth. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. In those days, the Spirit from on high will be poured out on us. Then will the desert become an orchard, and the orchard be regarded as a forest. Right will dwell in the desert, and justice abide in the orchard. Justice will bring about peace. Right will produce calm and security. My people will live in peaceful country, in secure dwellings, and quiet resting places. Thanks be to God. In returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. In returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. For Adonai is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for God's love. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. In returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. My peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, I give peace that will last. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. My peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, I give peace that will last. May our church and all communities of faith serve as beacons of reconciliation, inviting and leading others in the ways of harmony and peace. May all nations locked in disagreement break the ancient bond of hatred, pursue forgiveness, and seek healing. May this anniversary of the September 11th tragedies honor the memory of those who lost their lives and strengthen our commitment to economic and social justice for all peoples. May all who are burdened by the weight of resentments find solace in today's lessons of compassion and forgiveness. May all who voice these prayers today reflect God's mercy in the way that they care for and forgive others. Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. God of the living and the dead, you call all humankind to love one another and to care for the whole of creation. Do not hold our sins against us, and strengthen us to forgive those who wish us evil and to work for their good. Hear the prayers we offer in the name of Jesus, who revealed the power of your love that invites all of us to freedom, flourishing, and the fullness of life. Amen. May the God of healing and compassion bless this world with wholeness and peace. Amen. Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.